I spoke in Hindi. Now, today I speak in English. In the choir, I select and speak in Hindi tomorrow. In this way, alternatively. So, we are worshiping Krishna. His simple business is, as we have described, Radha Mas. He is lover of Srimati Radha. Krishna means lover. That's very important. Krishna means all attract. You can attract by your love, not by anything. Therefore, his name is Krishna. Everyone who Aquarian God among the Christians. In that book, it is said that the word Christ has come from the word Christo. Christo. It is a Greek word, and the meaning of Christo is lover, anointed. So, I think the word Christ is apabhramsa of Krishna. And Krishna in India is still, if one's name is Krishna, we call him Krishna. Or sometimes Keshto. My younger brother, his name was Krishna. So in family we were calling him Keshto. That is very good. Correct. So, actually, love, the word love, has come from Krishna. That is a fact. Therefore, he will see always Krishna, always with Radha. We worship Krishna, Radha Krishna. Lakshmi Narayan, Sita Ram. This is Vaishnava worshipful deity. We do not worship alone God. We Vaishnava, we want to see Krishna and his energy, potency. That is Vedic system. In the Vedas, it is said, the Upanishad, Parasa Shakti Vividaiva Sriyate Sabhaviti Jnana Bala Kriyata Natasya Kajam Karananta Vidyate Natasya Sama Udipasya Vidyate Parasa Shakti Vividaiva Sriyate Sabhaviti Jnana Bala Kriyata. The Supreme Absolute Truth, he has nothing to do. He has nothing to do. Not of Satajam, Paranamsam. He has nothing to do. Everything is being done by his potency. Just like a big man, a big businessman, or the president of the state, he personally does not do anything. But his energies, his secretaries and others, they do everything. He simply signs or gives action. So this is the fact. God has nothing to do. Everything is being done very nicely by his energies. Just like the sun sign or the sun planet is one of the energies of the Supreme Personality of God. And the whole material world He is being connected very nicely by this sunshine. This is scientific. Due to this sunshine, all the planets, they are rotating in their prescribed orbit, and nobody is colliding with one another. Everything is very nice. Sunshine. Due to sunshine, the seasonal changes have taken place, and the varieties of trees, plants are growing. Everything is going on. The moon is also working under sunshine, and due to the moon, there are waves in the sea, there are changes of the ebb tide and flow tide. So, one energy of the sunshine is being so much thing. The Parashakti Vividaivasya, these energies are working so nicely, the sabhavivijnanabalakriyasana. Sava. Sava is natural. Just like a rose flower is coming into existence, very nicely painted, very nicely colored, very nicely flavored. So, it requires brain. How you can say that it has been done automatically? No. There is brain. That is said in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya bhakshena prakriti visvayate sacharacharam. The nature is working under his direction. But his direction is so complete that it appears to us as it is being done automatically. Not automatically. There is way behind it. Just like nowadays there are so many mechanical inventions. You just push one button and things done. And we see in the airplane, there are simply, the pilot is working simply by pushing some button. And such a big, gigantic plane is floating in the sky. You can understand the television simply by pushing one button. So, if materially it is so much advanced, perception is possible, you can just imagine spiritually how much it is perfectly possible. So this perfection of love, we are also after love. A young man is after love. A young boy is after love. So where from this love come? Because originally the love is there in Krishna. That is the version of the Vedanta Sutra. Janmadatta japa. Nato-vai-mani-bhutani-jayanti. So this loving affair has come from the Supreme Absolute Truth. But it is parvhatajya, reflected only. Parvhatajya reflected. Yatra tisadda amrisha. Here, in the material world, we are simply seeing the parvhatajya reflection of the spiritual world. That from Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said in the beginning, janamadrasya-gataha annayat kutaratasya arthesu avijna sarat sene brahmadita adhikavai bhiyanti jatta sura pito parami vinvayam jatta sithantam visha dhamna sunna jatta prahatam sarat satyam param dhino satyam param. Here everything is parvhata, reflection, shadow. The example is given just like in the desert, sometimes you find water. reflection of the sunshine makes a form, replica of water. Exact. But there is no water. There is no water. And the reflection of water. Similarly, in this material world, there is only reflection of that love. Actually, there is no love. It is the mirage in the cradle. Therefore, if we want really love, this one can be applied only to Krishna or a friend. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is just to teach people not to be allured by the illusory so-called water and love or anything. There is one reality. Satyam param bhivam. Just try to come to the real reality. Don't be entrapped by the false reality. This is the consciousness. We are entrapped by the false reality. Maya, maya mridam daitaye, if chitamanna bhav, maya mridam, just like the deer, he runs over the false water in the desert, but the water goes ahead more and more, and the poor animal, without finding water, dies. But a sane man does not go. A sane man knows that reflection of water is not water. But that does not mean, because there is no water in the desert, it does not mean that there is no water. The water is there, but not in the desert. That is not. Therefore, we are discussing last night this verse, Jīva-sata-sa-vijyāsā. Jīva-sata, every living entity should be intrinsically to know where is real pleasure. Because we are hunting after pleasure. Everyone. Ānandamaya-bhyāsā. Because we are, by nature, ānandamaya. Because we are part and parcel of Krishna, Mamaivānta, Krishna says, therefore Krishna is Satchidānanda Vidya, Satchit Ānanda. He is personified Satchidānanda Vidya. Vidya means birth or the form, transcendental form of Satchit Ānanda. Sat means eternity. And chit means knowledge. And ananda, place. His body is Satchidananda. But our body is not Satchidananda. This present body, the material body. It is neither sat, because it is temporary. Therefore it is not sat. And chit, oh, we are ignorant in so many things. There is no knowledge. Above the jar, this body means ignorance. This material body means ignorance. Above the jar. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Parabhavat-savat-abodha-jar. Abodha-jar means the embodiment of ignorance. We do not know so many things. In our own body, I am saying it is my body. But I do not know how the body is working. How we are taking food, how this thing can form into different secretion. Then the secretion is going to the heart. And we know something by the medical science, but it is not perfect. Medical science says, although I am saying, I do not practice. The physician may know, the medical man may know. But I am claiming I am this body, but I do not know how it works. Therefore, we are or above the jata. Above the jata, therefore our business is to inquire about the truth. This is explained in this verse. Jivatva tattva jignasa. This human life should be engaged for inquiring about the truth. Anything. Either of this body, or of this material nature, or about God, or interrelationship, so many things that have to be known. Therefore, in this verse, it is said that jivasya tattva jignasa. It is not our only business that simply to eat, sleep, and have sex, love, and defend. That is not our only business. That may be the business of the caste and God. But human life is not meant for that purpose. The civilization should be so modern that people will have the chance to think soberly about the truth of God. That is it. That is called Tattva-jignasa. For this purpose, the Vedic civilization is perfect. Vedic civilization for everyone. But nowadays, it is said that it is for the Indians or for the Hindus or... But actually it is meant for everyone. Just like here it is said. Jivasya tattva jignasa, it is everyone's duty to inquire about the absolute truth. Where is the question of Hindu, Muslim or these or that? Truth is truth. 2 + 2 = 4. It is accepted by the Hindus, Muslims, Christians and others. Science is science. So therefore, we should be interested about inquiry. This is the confirmation in every scripture. In the Bhagavata also, this is also Bhagavata. In Bhagavata is another place. It is said, Tasmād guruṁ prapadyeta jignāsu śreya uttamam. Those who are actually inquisitive should know the value of life, the absolute truth. He must approach a guru. Here also, it is a jīvasya tattva jignāsa. Jignāsa means somebody in inferior position inquires from the superior man. Then there is jignāsa. Just like a child inquires from his father, intelligent child, all an inquires. Father, what is this? What is this? What is this? And father explains. In this way, the child gets experience. So similarly, here it is said, the jīvasya tattva jignāsa, every human being, it is human. Jīvasya, the general meaning is all living entity. But all living entity cannot enter. That is not correct. The cats and dogs, they cannot enter. There are 8,400,000 species of life. Out of these, this human form of life is competent to inquire about the truth. Therefore, here we say, jīvasya tattva jignāsa, nātha dasyīva karmabhi. Now, another place in Bhagavad Gita it is said, Tadvibhi punipātena padhusmena kriyaya upadakshanti tadjnanam jnanina tattva tadvishuna. So from who you have to inquire? From a person who has actually seen what is tattva, what is true from him. Therefore I was speaking yesterday, last night in Hindi. The tattva is not to be inquired from a panwala guru. No. One has actually seen the tattva. Tattva darshan. So, according to Vedic scripture, A pathology should be very pure. Uncontaminated. Therefore, generally, we go to the qualified Brahma, Satta, Sama, Bhava, Sudhikha, Arjava, Jnana, Jnana, Asutta, Brahma, Karna, Salam. One who is qualified. Tabhi Jnana, Sansa, Guru, Meva, Vidrachet. So according to the Devi Sutta, a Guru, he must be a Brahma. Any Guru, it doesn't matter. He doesn't require that he is to take birth in a Brahman family. If he is qualified, then he is a Guru. If he is not qualified, then he cannot become a Guru. Even becoming a Brahman, qualified Brahman, one does not become a Guru. If he is not a Vaishnava. That is the invention of the sadhana. Sat karma nipuna vipra mantra tantra vikara avaishnava guru natasyat sat vaishnava sapata guru sat vaishnava. One has to become vaishnava. Vaishnava means one is a devotee of the Supreme Personality of God. Therefore, Krishna instructed, or Juno, he said, bhaktosi, priyosi, because you are my bhakto, therefore I am talking to you. So, Guru means a Vaishnava. He must be representative of Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Lord, Supreme Guru. He is the first Guru. Tene brahma lila adhikapare. Krishna imparted knowledge to the original person, Brahma. You may inquire that Brahma is the original person, there was nobody present. Then who became his guru? No, that is explained. Tene Brahma Vida. From Kudriha. Krishna, our God, is situated in everyone's heart. As you become purified, he speaks. He speaks all of us. But in our impure condition, we cannot hear. That's why in Bhagavad Gita it is said also, sarvasya chaham vidusam nivishya matta smriti jnanam apoham. Vidaitya sarvai ahameva vidnam. Vidanta krit vidanta dhitya aham. So, as Paramatma, Supar Soul, Krishna is always prepared, ready to help everyone of us. But provided we take his advice, so he takes his instruction. He says in the Bhagavad Gita, Tesan Satadhisthanam Bhagatam Priti Purvakam Buddhi Yogam Dadanitam Jena Mamu Vajayati. Those who are Satadhisthanam means 24 hours engaged. Tesan Satadhisthanam Bhagatam in this goodness engaged. Bhagatam in the devotional sense. Sattva. Bhajata. What kind of bhajata? Creative bhakam. With love. And affection. Sattva. Buddhi yogam dadanitam. So what kind of buddhi yogam? The sattva jignasa. Jivamam upadantite. The such instruction by which one can approach me, one can understand me, upajan. In another place, Krishna says, bhaktyamāvani janānāti. Jāvān jaskāvani tattva. Here also it is said, jīvatva tattva jīvatva. So, if we want to know the tattva, the absolute truth, then we have to go through the process. That process is simply to engage oneself in the loving study for the Lord. Sevanam kehi jivhāru svāvamiva surattam atasya-kṛṣṇa nāmādi namhave grāyuham indriya. By this blunt sentence, materially blunt, just like a blunt instrument you cannot take any benefit. It must be sharpened. Similarly, these senses, even you utilize these senses to understand the absolute truth. But it must be tinfoil, sharpened, just like a knife. When it is sharpened, it cuts very nice. It will burn. It doesn't. But you can use the same very knife. You can use these very eyes. Now you cannot see God or Krishna. But if you purify these eyes, if you purify these senses, you can see God, you can talk with God, you can serve God, everything. And first, that is bhakti. Sarvabhādhi jīvīmaktam tatparatena nirmala. We have to purify this sense. Now I am thinking, this hand is my hand, or this hand is my society's hand, my family's hand, or my nation's hand, my community's hand. What? Then it is. But actually, this hand belongs to Krishna, and therefore this hand should be used for Krishna's purpose, not for anything else. That is called sarvapādhi nirmuktam, tatparatena nirmala. Pilpa. Actually, therefore, Krishna's name is Nishite. When these senses are purified, then, with that purified senses, Nishikena, Rishikena means senses, guiding senses. Rishikesa sevanam bhakti rishu. This is bhakti. So, tattvati jnana. Everyone should be inquisitive, to inquire about the value of man. Not like earth and grass, no inquiry. Simply, we go walking in the morning. We see so many nice bungalows. They are sleeping. Sleeping is saved. No. Ahara, Nidra, Bhaya, Vaikra. These four things. They are thinking that these four things will save it. No. Now you are situated in a very nice bungalow. Very good income. Very good wife and children. In any moment, you can be kicked out of the situation and you have to accept another body, which is not very comfortable. This is nature's law. This is tattva vijnana. If you simply foolishly think man, that is secure. That is God, God. Now, we are listed in the government of Allah, who sent us. But, when we live in Vrindavan, about their life, it is stated by Srila Prabhupada, Nidrahara Viharaka Vibhuto. These things, Nidra, Ahar, Vihar. Nidra means sleeping, Ahar means sleeping, and Vihar means sense gratification. The Nidrahara Viharaka Vibhuto. Panka. Panka, we have to panka the thing, sir. Jitendriya. So, tattva jnana, this life is very poor, tattva jnana. Not a single moment to do it. If you actually want to stay out, but you do not know what it is. You do not know, even if you do not understand the very first instruction of Bhagavad Gita. Tatha dehantara prati. A same person should be inquisitive. Now, I was a child. I got a baby's body. Now, from baby's body, from youth body, from youth body, now I got this old, old body. Then what is next? What is next? This is the natural request. And the answer is there in the Bhagavad Gita in the beginning. Tatade handra prati. You'll have to accept another form. The Nastik, they say that there is no one life. Just like Professor Potowski, when I was in Moscow, he said, finally, after the annihilation of the body, there is nothing. Everything is missing. Now, Krishna says, Nahamnate Hanramane Sarire, Nagyayati Namyati Vapadati, Nahamnate Hanramane. Now, can I accept Professor Potowski's statement? Or Krishna's statement? Which can I accept? Of course, according to our daily civilization, we have to accept the opposition. All our acharyas, those who are practically conducting the Vedic civilization or Hindu civilization, Ramanuja, Madhvacharya, Sankaracharya, everything, everyone says, there is life. Sankaracharya says, Balastavat Kirasat. Oh, the boy, he is going at the sannyasi, passing through the street. He sees Balastavat Kirasat. Oh, the boy that engaged in playing. Balastavat Kirasat. And the young man, thereafter, younger, Bharat-kāvat kīrāsattā and Vidya-kāvat cintāmatma Taruna-kāvat turuni-rattva. I am just forgetting the word. Taruna means young man. Young man, he's after some young girl. Our young girl is after some young man. So, childhood is being spoiled by playing and youthhood is being spoiled by searching after the opposite sex, and old man, Vikrasava Siddhava, and old man is thinking, now I could not do so, I could not situate this boy into right position, because it is king of marriage, now I'm going to die. So many thoughts. Far away Brahmani Kodunalam, but nobody is interested in Paramahansa. This is the world. He is thinking of so many things for others' benefit. He does not know his own benefit. But after that, he is going to change his body. He has to accept another body. His chapter is beginning a new history. Now, what kind of body I am going to accept? That he does not. Therefore, abode in Japa. Therefore, in his ignorance, whatever he is doing, parābhava, simply defeat. Simply defeat. Parābhava sāvadabhodhujāta. Jāvanna vijñāsatam āsvatattam. Āpastatam āsvatattam duhītu vihanindinām. So, we should be awake to the consciousness. What is my duty? We should inquire. And for your inquiry, the answers are there already in the Bhagavad Gita, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the Upanishad, we have got, in the Puranas. So we should utilize it. The innocent of utilizing this knowledge, this treasure house of knowledge, we are reading bunch of useless newspapers. In the Western countries, most of you may know, they are delivering in the morning such big lump of newspapers. And after 1 hour before, who is reading? But people's attention are diverted by so many nonsense literature. And they are not interested to inquire from the real source of knowledge. Real treasure house of knowledge. Therefore, here it is said, the Jiva Sutta Jignasa. Your only business is to inquire about the truth. And that truth to be inquired from whom? Tathāt Gurum Prabhattita Jignasu Sriyutthavam. If you are actually inquisitive to understand what is absolute truth, what is your life, what is the value of life, Kasma Guru Prabhupada. If Guru is not a fashion, and Satan Sar Khamedi is a legend, that is good. That's why I thought, there is a nice dog, keep me a dog, let me keep you a dog. And if the Guru says, yes, whatever you are doing, you are right. You can do whatever you can eat, whatever you like. You can do whatever, you are very nice. And as soon as you say, no illicit sex life, sir. No meat eating. No gambling. No intoxication. Swamiji, you are very confident. Have heard this thing. The poet, Alan Ginsberg, he says, Swamiji, you are very confident. So I am the most liberal. You do not know. If I become conservative, then none of you will come to me. So, a brahmachari is strictly prohibited not to see him for some woman. But what can be done? In the Western country, the boys and girls, they mix very freely. And if I say, my dear boy, you cannot see Indian law, then finish my business, very finish. Therefore, I have to arrange according to the country, according to the circumstances, as far as possible. So, gradually, according to the professional stage, we have to adopt this kāla-kāsa according to Pranayana Pradhyana. But we are keeping our principles as it is, by making arrangements according to the circumstances. That is required. Jīva sa tattva jignāsā. Now what is tattva? Of course I said, I can speak something about tattva. The next verse, it is tattva. Tattva, here it is said, Vadanti tat tattva vidat tattvam jajnanam adhat. Brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti samyutta. The tattva, the absolute truth, is one. Absolute truth is not two. Eka Brahma, Vijayana. Absolute truth is one. But it is realized from different angles of view. There are transcendentalists. Just like, Purvis are not transcendentalists. Purvis is water. Those who are simply working for betterment of life, or standard of life, of economic development. Dharma or Kham. Kham means self judgment. That is already explained. Kama Sajan Vijay Priti. But they are thinking that in your Priti, self judgmentism is the highest perfection. But the Bhagavad says, or our big authorities say, Kama Sajan Vijay Priti. So, only they are rejected. They are not fit for spiritual life. Actually, whole of the name Kurmi, Mudha, that I have spread out. Then, out of many thousands of Kurmi, one becomes Jain. Jain in true knowledge. That's called Jain. When one is fed up with this Kurmi, he comes to the stage of Jain, knowledge. That I am not this body, why am I working so hard for you, for this body like that has not? He comes to the platform of Gyan. Then, about the journey, the yogi who are trying to connect, link with the Supreme. They are called yogis. Yoga or India comes. In the yoga state, there is control of the senses. So yogi and then bhakta. Karni, jnani, yogi and bhakta. Bhakta means devotee. So those who are, for me, they are not talked about here, tattva, because they are not interested in tattva jnana. They are interested in ahara vidyalana, vishayi. Vishayi nam samdarsana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore, yes, there is three sentences. Vishayi nam samdarsana, asadho siddhana, ha hanta hanta visamashnana. He was interested. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was requested by his confidential devotee to allow a meeting with Maharaj Sitarudra. And he immediately refused. No, I cannot see a king. You are so sick. King is simply interested in politics and money. So what shall I do by meeting him? No, I cannot see. Please. So in that connection, he composed one slow verse. Bhagavata bhagavan unumakhutta. Paran paran jivindhiho. Bhagavata. Those who are interested to go to the other side of the spiritual world. Bhagavata jivindhiho. The third person, the third person. Vishayanam sandarsana, asato sitarsa, to see the Vishay interested in simply eating, sleeping, eating, such person, and Joseph, and woman, ha-hanta-ha-hanta, visavakshanata-yatadhi. For him, this kind of action is more abominable than drinking for it. So, this is the position. If we are actually tattva jnani, then we must be very careful. Very careful. Especially in the Chaitanya Chaitanya, it is said that Karni jnani, Karni is also wanting. And jnani is also wanting. And yogi is also wanting. Only one day, comfortable position of life. That is also one. And Jnani, he is also wanting moksha, to merge into the existence. Because after becoming big man within this material, when he is frustrated, he wants to become God. That is another illusion. And how you can become God? But the Jnani is the one, merge into the existence. Sādhitya Mukti, it is called Sādhitya Mukti, to merge into the existence. That is Brahma. That is Brahma Jnana. And yogis, they want some magic power, mystic power. They can walk on the water, they can fly in the air, and so many things. Anumārudhna Siddhi, there are eight kinds of Siddhi. Prakamma, Hita, Vahita. So a yogi can attend such perfection. But they are wants also. The jnani is also wants. And the karmi, so to speak, they are simply wants. Therefore, Krishna Bhakta Nishkamataya Nishkamataya. A Krishna Bhakta, a devotee of Lord Krishna, he doesn't want it. He doesn't want it. You never find that Arjuna was a devotee. He was working for Krishna so much. He was sacrificing everything. He was prepared to kill his family members and everything. He still never wanted anything. Krishna gave him. Never. He never find it was worthy. This is the position of bhakta. And that is the teaching of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Nadhanagana janagana sandari kavitavara jagati satavara. Mandaka, Jagadis. I don't want this thing, what? Not Hanam, I don't want greeting. Not Hanam, not Hanam, not many followers. Because materially, everyone wants, he wants money, he wants to become leader, he, many thousands of people will follow him, Janam. And, Sundarin Kavitan, very beautiful life. These are the material ones. So Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, no, Sundarin Kavitan, I don't want all this. This is called Kaam. Kaam means those who are wanting all these things. And this Kaam means those one who does not want all these things. How one can avoid this? Mama janamani janamani shari bhavatal bhakti vabhiti. If one becomes perfect, analyze the bhakti. He doesn't want that. Therefore he is calm. Krishna bhakta is calm or very calm. Others, they are wanting calm. So we cannot be and peaceful. So long we shall want something. That is, and that want can be completely, we can be free from all wants. Many devotees, Pandava, how much tribulation they have to suffer in their life. So, because they are devotees of Krishna, they are never disturbed. Never, it will be position of the power. They will never want anything and they are not discussed by any material tribulation. This is the sign of a Krishna Bhakta. Krishna Bhakta Nishkam Atayisha. So, it is possible to arrive that state by little endeavor. And that is Krishna Bhakta's name. And it is so simple. By chanting Hare Krishna mantra. And the practical examples you can see, that these European American boys, they had so many wants, but they, all these demands could not satisfy them, but now they are fully satisfied simply by chanting Hare Krishna. That's why this boy, our Guru Raj explained, that he could swim over liquor, his friend, his father was a very big business of liquor. But no, he wants to swim in the ocean of transcendental love. This is Krishna Bhagavan. Thank you, Lord.